This is Marcy. Hello.
Hello, I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, please indicate your race. White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino,
African-American.
Russian.
African-American.
And what is your age?
75.
Thank you. Even though it's still a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely 100%. Vote, probably vote, 50-50, 100%. Will not vote.
100%.
All right, and please rate your level of motion for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
10.
You're not at all motivated.
10.
And what is the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10, extremely motivated?
Voter rights.
Could you please repeat that?
Voter rights, the rights to vote.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Middle of the road.
Among these options, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, did you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Okay.
How many more questions? Because I didn't realize it was going to be this long.
Yeah, we have completed 18% out of 100, but I can go as fast as I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Below, you will see a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. So the question is, investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country.
Ten.
Right. Protecting social security and Medicare.
Ten.
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Ten.
Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Ten.
Investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
Five.
Okay. And strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
Five. 5.
Making college more affordable and canceling student debt?
5.
And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose 2 from the following. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination and racism, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing new leadership.
So do I just tell you the most important? It would be the first one.
Okay. You may choose 2. And next
stopping
one says...
Racism. There was another one about racism. Stopping racism. That will be my second one.
All right. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 15
okay.
means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use
okay.
any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no
okay.
opinion, aren't sure, or have never heard of a person or organization, please select that option. First
okay.
one, Donald Trump.
What was it? 100 if I like it and 0 if I don't? What was 0?
Yeah, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50
0.
Means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
0.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Biden?
100.
Jill Stein?
I'm not sure who that is. 0. Well, no, 50, because I don't know who that is.
Great. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Michelle Obama.
100.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Even though it is still a long way off, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please indicate that.
Kamala Harris. I have to go now. I have my people that I've been waiting for. Do you have like one more that I can answer?
We're actually on the 55% complete. We're on halfway.
Only 5. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to hang up right now. I have a meeting.
Okay. Can I call you back maybe in a few hours?
Yeah, that works. I have this number.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.